You know, there is so much going on in the world today. I just want to talk about my little experience when I could have been a domestic terrorist. My name is Eric, and welcome to the craziness that lives inside my head. So you want to know how I could have been a domestic terrorist? Well, I know there's a lot of going on about these mass shooting, and I don't want to get involved in that. I just want to tell you a little experience that I've had when it came to guns, bullying, and hateful revenge. Now, I was always a fat kid. I grew up being a fat kid, so I know what it was like being bullied. Sometimes being beat up every other day by guys who wants to show their girlfriends or their friends that they're so tough, so they pick on a fat kid like me, you know. I remember I came home from school. I ran away from school because this guy, I accidentally stepped on his foot or whatever, and he said, "Meet me outside at 3 o'clock. I'm gonna kick your ass." And I had to been like maybe in the fifth, sixth grade. Yeah, maybe the fifth grade. I cut out of school. It was lunchtime. I snuck out of school and I went home. My stepfather was home. He was supposed to be at work. I don't know why the hell he was home. And he asked me what I'm doing home. I'm supposed to be in school. It was lunchtime. I'm supposed to be in school and all like this. So anyway, I explained to him what happened. And he said, "I'm taking you back to school. And you're gonna beat that boy's ass." And I said, "I can't beat him up. He's smaller than me. He plays sports, you know. I was a fat kid. I mean, I don't know about your kids today, but when I was coming up, kids play sports in the fifth and sixth and seventh grade. They always were outside playing sport. I was the kid that was in the house watching TV. This kid was used to playing baseball and basketball, and he's gonna kick my ass." So anyway, my stepfather said, "If you don't beat him his ass, I'm gonna beat your ass. You have a choice." So I was gonna get a beating anyway that day, one way, either at home or at school. So I went back to school, and my stepfather came, and we waited outside in the schoolyard, just like the boy said, 3 o'clock. He didn't show up. And it's obviously he probably didn't show up because he saw my stepfather there waiting. 'Cause my stepfather was gonna make sure I beat his ass. So that's one aspect I want, you know, that's one aspect of my experience. I know what it's like to being bullied. And I bullied. When I was in junior high school, I bullied it. I was being bullied again. Now it was even worse because now you got these preteens or whatever you want to call them, trying to impress their girlfriends, you know, how macho they are. So they pick on the fat guy. So what happened, and I kind of knew this in the back of my mind, and in hindsight, I know it happened. There was a kid, a Jewish kid, I'm gonna be honest with you, he was Jewish. Very intelligent, wasn't street smart at all. He loved sports, but he couldn't play sports. I don't know if anything physically was wrong with him, but I know when we had gym class, we used to have baseball. He couldn't hit the ball, neither could I. And he had a hard time. When he ran, he looked like he was straining. So was I. But I was 200 and some pounds in junior high school, and he wasn't. So, make a long story short, the kids at school got him to bully me. And I kind of, like I said, back then in the back of my mind, I probably thought about it. But then, in hindsight, they did get him to bully me. You know, now since I'm older, yeah, they got him to bully me. Because he wasn't crazy. He bullied me. I beat his ass. Of course, I could beat his ass. I mean, I have enough problem with the smart, not the smart, but the macho guys bullying me. I don't need no nerd, intelligent nerd trying to bully me. So, we got sent to the principal office. The principal called my mother up from work. My mother had to pick me up. She had to leave work to come pick me up. Now, this is the interesting part. The principal told my mother that I need psychological help. My mother went ballistic on him. There's nothing wrong with my child. There's nothing wrong. And I think she was going to beat his ass. I think the secretary got her out there just in time. She was ready to beat his ass. So that was my experience of being bullied and bullied. I mean, bullying is always about taking control or making fun of feeling powerful over another human being. You're only going to feel powerful over another human being if you could beat them up. But so let's get to the other thing I want to talk about. Let's talk about guns. Now, I was still at junior high school. I had a best friend named Gregory. He lived next door to me. And I kind of knew this gun exists in the house. I knew that my Aunt Lucille from the South came to visit or whatever. I think she came to move to New York City. And I know she asked my mother to watch, you know, to hold her gun for her. I've heard this, you know. Kids can hear things, you know. I heard it. So one day, my mother at work, you know, I come, you know, nobody's home. I get home from school, what, 3:30? My mother don't get home to 5. Stepfather don't get home to 6. So I have all that time to search the house, and I found the gun. And then I went next door to my friend Gregory. He said, oh, I got something to show you. Came over to my house, and I showed it. It was a Colt 45. We went out in the backyard. I didn't do it. I was scared. He shot the gun. Then I really got scared. Why you shot that gun? And I go, no, I mean, we were living in Brooklyn, so I know people heard it, I think. I mean, we did hear gunshots back then, you know, out in the street, but I was late at night. So anyway, I had to put the gun back. I put the gun back. And maybe 2 days later, I got a beating from my stepfather. Because he says to me, you found that gun and you shot it, didn't you? I said, no, I didn't do it. Gregory did it. I didn't do it. Gregory did it. Well, how would Gregory know it was a gun? So I got a beating for messing around with the gun. Now let's get to the terrorist part of this story. I already told you, I've been bullied. And I knew where a gun was. I had an incident with a friend of my own. Father owned this store in the neighborhood. And I'm not sure. It's been a while. But I do remember I had a big argument in that store. And I got kicked out the store. You know, I'm trying to explain my part of what happened, but being that I was my friend's father, whoever was, he was related to it, they wouldn't take my word for it. Anyway, I got kicked out the store. So, I did do this. I hope I don't get in trouble after all these years. We're talking about in the 60s, but I did do this. I wrote a bomb threat. I wrote it. I put it in an envelope and I stuck it underneath the when they were closed, that is, during closing time, I stuck it underneath the door. Yes, I did do that. And I was so mad. And it's interesting, I didn't think about shooting anybody. Because I wanted to do, I was so mad, I wanted to be, spectacular. Take them out spectacular. I didn't have a bomb. If I had a bomb, I probably would have put it in there. But I didn't think about shooting anybody. It was the fact that I was so mad, I wanted to bomb the damn place. So I put a bomb in there and let us have a bomb. I don't know if they showed it to the cops or whatever. I mean, things were going on back then in the 60s. There was a lot of shooting and violence and other, but I don't know if they went to that point probably think, if they saw the handwriting, probably say some dumb kid did it. That's my story. You might say, wow, that's a boring story. I guess it was boring. But yet, if I had a bomb, I probably would, at my age, 13-year-old kid, bomb in a store. If I could have got my hands on a bomb. Believe it or not, I had thought of, not thought about it, but I had investigated on how to make a bomb. I tried to make one. You say, how you try to make a bomb? I'm only 13 years old. I figure, what I got? I think I got Drano. I got all these chemicals that you get from the drugstore, like Drano. What is it? All kinds of stuff. Oh, cleaning stuff. And I remember I went in the backyard and I dug a hole and I wanted to see what it would do. Maybe I could make a bomb of my own. And I put all that stuff in the hole. It did. It bubbled. But then nonsense, it was bubbling and going crazy. I said, so how do I make it into a bomb so I could take it to the store? So that's the other thing that saved me. I didn't know how to make a bomb. If I did, I don't think I would have bombed him. I was only 13. 13-year-old thinking about bombing a store. Now, you might say, well, see, that's the difference between the 2022s and the 1960s. Because now in 2022, you probably can go online and have these organizations to find out how to make a real bomb and you would have really bombed it. That's possible. I'm not going to deny that. I'm not going to deny it. I mean, when you're that young and you're so crazy I don't want to say hatred, with anger, because you've been bullied all the time and now you get tired being bullied. You get tired of it. I mean, like today, some stuff are going on in society today I get tired of. But I don't want to shoot nobody and I don't want to kill nobody. I don't think. I mean, maybe in my head I do, but I know I wouldn't get anywhere. You have to think these things out. And I do agree with what they were saying today about these kids, these young kids under 21. When you're young, sometimes you don't think it out. Or, you know, you just angry and you just want to do it. And that's how I was. I just didn't know how to make a bomb. If I made a bomb, I would have bombed. This is Eric. And you just heard that craziness that lives inside my head.